Armstrong.
Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Hello, Mr. McCormick.
Oh, hello there, Mary. Well, it's good to see you again. Come up to see the program today?
No, not exactly. It's something personal, Mr. McCormick. Mm-hmm. The trouble is, there's a sort of family argument between me and my brother, Billy. Well, we thought you'd be just the man to settle it for us, seeing you're an expert on Wheaties.
Well, I guess I do claim to know something about Wheaties, Mary. But I can't understand why in heaven's name you and Billy would ever argue about a breakfast of champions.
That's just it.
What's just it?
Breakfast of champions. You see, my brother Billy says that probably more famous athletes eat Wheaties than any other dish of the kind. I've heard you say that yourself. You're always talking about baseball players and hockey stars and all the other kinds of athletes who are regular Wheaties fans, I guess you call them.
Well, Mary, of course, many famous athletes are Wheaties fans. That Wheaties nourishment comes in mighty handy when you got a World Series ball game ahead of you or 60 minutes of good, fast hockey. What's more,
I know about that, Mr. McCormick, but... Well, to hear you men talk, you'd think there wasn't another thing in the world except football and baseball and hockey and basketball. Gee, I like those sports as much as anybody does. But what a girl is more interested in is fancy skating stars and airline stewardesses and powers models. But my brother Billy keeps insisting that Wheaties are a man's dish, a breakfast of champions. I'd like to get this thing settled once and for all.
Mary, did you ever hear of Hazel Brooks?
No, I never did. Who is she?
Just happens to be chief stewardess of American Airlines, that's all. You ever hear of Betty Atkinson?
You mean the star of the 1944 Ice Follies? I'll say I have.
And how about Dusty Farnham?
I know. She's that famous powers model you see in all the magazines. Even you ought to know about her, Mr. McCormick. What's all this got to do with my family argument? Why have these girls got to do with a breakfast of champions?
Just this, Mary. You can tell your brother Billy, for me, that every single one of those American girl champions I mentioned is a good, loyal Wheaties eater. They help themselves to a breakfast of champions 3 and 4 times a week. Now, does that settle your argument about who eats a breakfast of champions, Mary?
I'll say it does, Mr. McCormick. Golly, thanks a lot. Believe you me, if Betty Atkinson and Dusty Farnham and Hazel Brooks can have their Wheaties along with the men athletes, I can too. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to sit right down next to my brother Billy with the biggest bowl full of milk, fruit, and Wheaties you ever saw.
And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Fire has broken out on Jack Armstrong's amphibian as it's in flight over the jungle. A small leak has appeared in one of the copper fuel line pipes, and flaming gasoline is dripping down the side of the plane into the cabin. Two extinguishers, especially designed to smother gasoline flames, have been brought into action by Jack and Billy. But although they've been able to put out the fire in the cabin, the blazing gasoline still drips down from the cracked pipe. Everyone is on the wrong side of the fire to reach the break in the pipe except Betty. She's in the galley in the tail of the ship making biscuits. Suddenly, she gets an idea. A wad of biscuit dough wrapped around the pipe may stop the flow of gas temporarily. With a huge chunk of dough in her hand, she's now working her way through the smoke toward the leaking pipe while Jack and Billy keep down the fire. Listen.
Watch those flames. Don't get scorched, Betty.
Careful of the dripping gasoline.
Like how, yes. If it gets on your clothes, you'll be burned up.
It's the fire. It's horrible smoke. Can't you do something about that?
Keep your head down. You should have put a wet towel around your face.
I can't do it now. I haven't got time. Keep down those flames.
Oh, Betty, she got plenty nerves to walk into that fire.
Oh, I'll say she has.
On the floor, Billy. Smother that fire.
Boy, I'll knock that out. These are swell extinguishers, Jack.
Yeah, they're specially built for gas fire.
Keep playing the suns around Betty. We've got to protect her.
Steady, Betty. Right along the wall there. A little closer.
I'm following the fuel pipe.
Oh, I hope that smoke doesn't overcome her.
It'd be bad for all of us if it did.
Oh, the whole ship burn up.
Man, it exploded. All those flames need to do is get into our reserve tank.
Yes, and they're right below the fire. We're in a mighty bad spot.
Oh, too bad we leave the river. Could go down and get away from this flying machine.
Well, there's no chance of setting the amphibian down now.
No, not while we're over the jungle. Boy, you're making it, Betty. You're close.
Get off me. Keep at ladder.
The leak's just ahead of you, Betty. You can almost reach it.
Hey, it's getting worse, Uncle Jim. More gasoline dripping down.
Jack, that pipe is liable to break.
Then we will have a mess. That pipe breaks, and the ship will go up in flames.
Oh, be too plenty scared, Jack.
Listen, Billy, knock out that fire behind, Betty. Hurry.
It should be cut off.
How are you coming, Betty? What are you stopping for?
I feel a little woozy.
Don't collapse, Betty.
I'll be all right,
Mr. You've almost reached that leak, Betty. Another step or two. You're doing all right, Betty. Well.
Oh, if Betty only have longer arms, she could reach that place.
Can't you see the leak, Betty? Just ahead of you.
Yeah, I can see it now. Oh, goodness, I hope this works.
Watch yourself now, Betty. Don't try to clap that door over the leak.
No, slide it along the pipe. Wipe the blazing gas off.
But... careful now. Some of that hot stuff may run down your arms.
I figured that out. I think I can make it. I hope it works.
Oh, boy, she did it. Oh, well, Betty, it's out.
Good, you stopped the leak. Now knock that fire out, Billy.
Stay right there, Betty. Hold that door over the leak.
That's what I'm doing, but you'll have to cut off the gas somehow.
Right, I'll do that. Hold fast now. I'm going to reach under those floorboards for the cutoff valve from the reserve tank.
Get your extinguishers going, Billy. There may be more fire left under the flooring.
Okay, Uncle Jim, I'm ready.
I'll lift this section up.
Hey, there is fire under here. Hit it, Billy, quick.
Right, look out. Hold that flooring up. Ah.
Why, Joe, you got those floorboards up just in time, Jack.
I'll say I did. That fire was mighty close to those reserve tanks.
Hey, we near blow up to pieces, Big Tooth thinks.
Well, you think doggone right, Big Tooth.
There, how's that, Jack? The suds have smothered the flame.
Okay, Billy, turn off the extinguisher, but stand by and be ready.
Right, Jack.
Still trying to find the cutoff valve. Now I've got it. There we are. We're safe now, I think. All right, Betty, take the biscuit door off that leak.
Are you sure, Jack? Do this all over again.
Yes, it's okay. There isn't enough gas left in that pipe to do any harm.
All right, if you say so. There. Oh, good grief, it started again.
Oh, God, what do you know? Wait here, I'll turn on the extinguisher.
Now, that's only the gas that was left in the pipe. But sock it, Billy. Cover that wall with suds.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, Jack.
I can't understand it. How on earth that fire got started in the first place?
Here, I found the trouble, Uncle Jim. It was a broken cable. It was a short end. The short ignited the gas as it dripped down.
Oh, boy, that's bad.
Wait a minute, I'll fix it temporarily anyway. I'll bend the end back. There.
Good. All right, Billy. Turn off that extinguisher. I think we're out of danger now.
Well, if you say so, Uncle Jim. There we are.
Well, you certainly had a close call. Well, Betty, you're a hero. Heroine, I mean. Great work.
Oh, I was scared to death.
Oh, that's plenty brave thing, Betty, do.
And a bit of mighty smart thinking, too.
Well, when Jack said he'd like to have something to clap over the leak, I had that biscuit all right in my hand. It seemed to me it might work.
Well, it did the trick, Betty, and you did a swell job the way you plugged that leak with it. Say, did you get burned?
Oh, no. My arm's got a bit scorched. Put some panic acid from the first aid kit to fix that. I'm afraid the biscuit dough's ruined, though. It was such a swell batch, too.
Gee whiz, and I'm so doggone hungry, I could eat that dough raw.
Well, there's more biscuit in the galley. I'll go back and make some more. It's safe to go back into the galley now, isn't it, Jack?
Yes, everything's okay now.
All right, then I'll go back and get busy. Dinner will be ready in half an hour, I hope.
Well... how do things look, Jack?
Safe enough, Uncle Jim. But we've got some repair work to do, and we put down. And the sooner we get at it, the better.
The copper pipe and the cable both cracked in the same place. There's been a bad strain on that section of the ship.
Probably when that tidal wave hit us, Uncle Jim. We must have taken more of a beating than we realized.
We got hit plenty hard with that wave, Jocko.
You're doggone right we did, Big Tooth. That came very close to being the finish of our expedition, didn't it, Jack?
I guess it was closer to the finish than any of us realized, Billy. But we'll be able to make these repairs without any trouble. Thank goodness that smoke's clearing out of the cabin. Say, how's the course, Uncle Jim?
We're flying an automatic pilot. I haven't taken much notice of where we are.
Big Tooth, keep watch out the window. Look like we come to Wabasa country now, Jocko. Big Tooth know the mountains over there.
Well, that's where the spider's supposed to be. At least that's where Don Pedro told us he was. And he's teamed up with two mighty bad hombres, Lopez and Bolo.
Yes, and they're mining diamonds on property that Don Pedro's leased to the Diamond Syndicate. Why, that makes them criminals.
Their crime is worse than just ordinary thievery, Billy. They've jumped a mining claim. That's something that calls for extreme penalties in mining country.
Yes, it's important enough to have Don Pedro ask us to delay our expedition to the Sacred City to find that anti-infection drug. So I guess we'd better find out where the spider is and what he's doing.
You're right, Jack. I'm looking for now is the twin lakes that show the beginning of the Wabasso country.
Oh, them two lakes, they're over behind that mountain. You'll see them soon.
Hey, I think I see the end of one lake now. It's coming into sight off on our port side. Isn't that it, Big Tooth?
Yep, that's the end of lower lake, Jocko.
Hey, Uncle Jim, maybe I better take the controls now. We'll want to drop lower. Look out, Billy.
Oh, sure, Jack.
There we are. I'll switch off the automatic pilot now. There. Now, do you want me to head right for that lower lake, Uncle Jim?
Yes, Jack. I want to see if there's an amphibian on either that lake or the one above it.
That's right. But I thought Don Pedro said the spider had an amphibian fly them in and leave them.
So did I. He wasn't entirely clear about that point. Let's look both lakes over very carefully.
Okay, dropping down now.
Dinner's almost ready.
Oh, boy, that's good news to me.
Big Tooth feels plenty empty, too, Billy boy.
How are you feeling, Betty? You think your arm should be bandaged? They look quite red.
Well, they felt plenty hot for a while, but I plastered them with that tannic acid. I don't think they'll even blister now.
Well, you took chances on getting a mighty ugly burn.
Betty get plenty close to that fire.
Oh, don't remind me of it. I was scared stiff all the time. Oh, there are the twin lakes Don Pedro spoke about. Are we going to go down on one of them?
I don't know, Betty. We don't want to drop down right into the hands of the spider and his two pals.
Oh, we should say we don't.
Big Tooth, watch that first lake. Not the fly machine down there.
No, neither do I, Uncle Jim.
I don't think it'll be on the first lake, Jack. About the river comes down in the upper lake. And the diamond diggings are on the river.
Right. So if they had an amphibian, it'd probably be on the upper lake. We'll go on up there. Hey, I think I can see the lake from here.
Yeah, there'll be Lake Jocko. It might be far away.
Let's all look very carefully, especially along the shore. They may have hidden their amphibian and camouflaged it with tree branches.
Big Tooth, watch that you're plenty hard, but not see anything yet.
Hey, Uncle Jim, there's where the river comes into the lake. See it?
Right. That's where it should be, according to this chart.
Well, there isn't much of a river.
Oh, that's plenty good river. At bottom of that, Indians find plenty diamonds.
You mean you can just wade in and pick them up?
Oh, for sure, Betty.
I don't doubt it. That stream has probably washed them down from the peridotite formations up above.
Wait, look. I see something red. It's their amphibian. I'll bet I had it. Where, Billy? To the right of the river. See it, Jack?
Oh, Big Tooth, see him? There, indeed. All covered with tree branches. You see him, Jocko?
I sure do now. Why, they've camouflaged it mighty well.
That means the spider is here. Probably just a little way up the river.
Well, what are you going to do? You're not coming down on this lake, are you?
No, Betty. We're going to go on up over the stream until we find out just where the spider's located.
Well, then what, Jack?
Well, we'll have to do some investigating, won't we, Uncle Jim?
Don Pedro asked us to do what we could to prevent him from taking diamonds out.
Well, it's going to be a tough job, it seems to me.
Oh, it sure is, if the spider's armed.
Which he undoubtedly is. Hey, look below there in that clearing along the stream.
By Jove, there they are, three men. Got a big shack there, too.
And the diamond diggings are there, too, beside the stream. See them?
Oh, Jack, they're looking up at us.
Hey, maybe it wasn't such a good idea flying over them this way.
They don't know who we are, Jack. Go right on upstream as if we never noticed.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We'll head up between those two mountains.
Right, Jack. Let's get clear out of sight and sound before we find a place to go down.
Big Two think you find plenty lakes behind them mountains.
That's okay. But Jim, we'd better go right on as if we never even saw them.
They're still looking up at us.
Yeah, but they're wondering who we are. If they get suspicious, we might scare them off, Jack.
Yeah, Billy's right, Uncle Jim. They may think we're a government patrol or something. They're liable to move out in a hurry after we've gone.
That'd be all right, providing they didn't take a lot of diamonds with them.
You can bet they'll take all they've got. From the looks of things, they've been here a long time.
Afraid so. Maybe we've made a mistake, Jack.
I don't know what else we could have done, Uncle Jim. They were bound to see our plane.
Yes. If we had come down on one of those two lakes, we certainly would have frightened them off. We've got to find a place to go down soon, then work our way back on foot.
Well, without weapons, it's going to be mighty dangerous. We're getting behind the mountains now, Uncle Jim.
Oh, look, there's a lake down there. A nice one with a beautiful big sandy beach.
Hey, that's swell. Let's drop down there. We can have a swim after dinner.
It looks like a good place. That mountain cuts us off from the spider. He won't see us land. Go ahead down, Jack.
Okay, going down.
Hey, what do I smell? Why, you're burning the dinner.
Oh, good grief.
They found the spider. He and his companions have definitely been stealing diamonds from leased property that belongs to the government. And it certainly looks like it's going to be a ticklish job to prevent those diamond thieves from taking their loot out of the jungle. Jack and Uncle Jim have proved before that they're a lot smarter than the spider. So be sure all of you to listen in tomorrow for the next exciting chapter of Jack Armstrong and the Diamond Thieves. Now remember, you need Wheaties. Genuine Wheaties to give yourself a breakfast of champions every morning. Eat those toasted whole wheat flakes with lots of milk or cream and your favorite fruit. It's my guess you'll find Wheaties are just what your appetite orders.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, breakfast of champions. We invite you to listen tomorrow to another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
So just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land.